Joining us now on the fifth quarter show is Keytesville coach Michael Draper. Keytesville is in action three games this week. Tonight they had a big win over Brashear, 96-51. Monday, a conference win over Norburn, 82-44. And then Saturday, avenging an earlier loss in the season in the Keytesville tournament finals, they beat Brunswick 58-56. Coach, thanks for joining us. Talk about that tournament championship. Sound like a great game.
Yes, it was, you know, and just like you said, you know, Brunswick had beaten us twice earlier in the year. Two of our first five games were to Brunswick, and we had lost both those. And you know, coming in, it was a great game. Number one, the atmosphere in the crowd was phenomenal. And Brunswick's a very, very good team. And they started out, they were up 12-1 on us early. By the end of the first quarter, we had cut it to five. And then by the end of the third quarter, we took our first lead at 38-37. And then we were able to hold on, 58-56 win. Evan Craig in that game at 24. Austin McKintry had 18 in that game. Some notables there. And just a really, really exciting win for our guys. The first time Keytesville boys, we've won our tournament in 11 years. We played for first last year, lost to Southwest. Got it back in it again this year, and we got it done this year. So, like I said, first time in 11 years that Keytesville's won their own tournament. So it was a really, really awesome night for us.
Coach, how long has that tournament been going? I know you had eight teams in it this year. How long has that tournament been going, and what are you looking for in the future as far as keeping that full?
Yeah, so 60 years. This is the 60th year of it, you know, and just to keep a tournament going that long is amazing in itself. Luckily, we got a core group of teams that keep coming back and keep coming back, you know, and so, you know, it's not easy to keep a tournament going that long. I mean, I give a lot of credit to a lot of people for keeping a tournament going that long. It certainly is impressive. It's a great tournament, number one. Our people in town love it. Our staff and our faculty, our administration, just do a great job of running the tournament. We do. I feel we run a first class tournament, do a very, very good job. And that's why people continue to come back. And like I said, our community is something our community really, really loves, and good basketball community here in Keytesville.
Coach, you had two games later in the week. You averaged almost 90 points in those games. Let's talk a little bit about Monday. You clinched the conference championship, or a share of the conference championship, at 7-1 with your win over Norburn. Talk about your conference season. Talk about who's leading the Tigers this year.
Yeah, so we'll share it with either Southwest or Hale. That game will be played the week after conference tournament, and the winner of that game will be the other co-champion in our conference. In that game, you look again, we had Austin McKinstry at 25, Evan Craig at 22, Devin Nighthold had 12 on four threes, Isaiah Martinez had 6, Alan McKinstry 11, Christian Brockman 6. You know, you look at, I look tonight, you know, Austin McKinstry has 33. You know, it's just, you know, we hit 11 threes in that Norman game, we hit 9 threes tonight. We've been shooting the ball extremely, extremely well. It's awesome to get a conference title back here in Keytesville. You know, tonight, after our game against Brashear tonight, we didn't get a chance to do it Monday night because it was a little late and we wanted to get them home. But we cut down the nets tonight after our game, had a little celebration. It was also our senior night tonight. You know, we had a 2-point win over Southwest, 12-point win over Hale, and some really, really good wins in that conference slate. And we're just very, very proud of what we've done so far, and we look to continue to do more. So,
And speaking of conference, next week is a CLA tournament at Tina Avalon. You guys are the one seed. You're going to play either Norburn or Breckenridge in the first round. And then look who that is again. You got possibly Brunswick coming down the chute and the Hale Southwest. So it's going to be a very exciting tournament. And I think those top four seeds are, you know, anyone can win those games.
Hey, we got a really good conference. You know, that's what's awesome about it. Like you said, there's a lot of quality teams there. There's a lot of teams here. We really have a lot of respect for it. And some great games with this year. You know, some great, great games with this year. And it's going to be a really tough tournament. And we're just really excited. It's going to be a fun week. You know, it's going to be good basketball, good teams playing. It's just going to be a lot of fun. We're really excited to get next week going.